You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Stand by for snow. A winter storm warning kicks in today, and the impact of it all has led to snow emergencies in Racine and Kenosha. Most schools have made the decision to close. That includes Racine and Kenosha Unified. The heaviest snow is expected later, with 5 to 9 inches currently expected. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine officials say they're working to improve snow removal efforts after facing criticism for the last time. A statement from the city of Racine says they've increased staffing. However, they're reminding people that plows prioritize main roads. A 36-year-old Illinois man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for a 2023 homicide in Racine that resulted in the death of his brother. Keshawn Butler had pleaded guilty to second-degree reckless homicide last year. A team of girls from Case High School has achieved a historic first. You can read more about that accomplishment at RacineCountyEye.com. Again, snow emergencies have been called in Racine and Kenosha, and most schools have made the call to close. We'll have more about that winter storm warning coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Even though the game was a big fat dud, Super Bowl 59 drew 126 million viewers in the U.S., making it the most watched Super Bowl ever. This year's game drew 2% more viewers than last year's, which was the most watched game at the time. Super Bowl 59 also saw an all-time high when it came to streaming viewers, with 14 million thanks mostly to people using Tubi. Here's a recommendation if you're looking for a good suspense film. The film September 5 is about how ABC Sports was thrust into a situation where they were forced to cover the 1972 Munich Olympic Village hostage situation involving Israeli athletes. The movie has a very realistic look, making you feel like you're in the 70s, and great performances from a really solid cast. September 5 is only an hour and a half long and flies by thanks to great newsroom drama. It is available to stream on Fandango. Here's a comedy to look forward to, starring a rock star duo of Bill Murray and Kristen Wiig. The two Saturday Night Live alums will headline the cast of Epiphany, which will be directed by Max Barbacow, who also directed Palm Springs. The plot sees Kristen Wiig as an heiress who has blown through her fortune and now has 2 weeks to marry a rich man or lose everything and end up homeless. She meets Murray's character, who is a math savant and billionaire. Really hoping there's no sex between the two leads in this film. As of February 14th, YouTube will be 20 years old. The social media platform, which started with people posting home movies and personal videos, has turned into a global phenomenon and a major studio that even makes feature films in 4K. According to Deadline, YouTube just reached another milestone. More people now use the TVs in their home when watching YouTube content than they do on their phones. Go figure. Liam Neeson was supposed to be stepping back from action movies, but apparently the genre is too embedded in his DNA. The Irish actor just started filming The Mongoose, where he plays Fang Flanagan, a war hero being accused of crimes he supposedly did not commit. To add a little more macho to the fire is a character named Tanker, played by Ving Rhames. Michael Chiklis plays the bad guy and head of the Texas Highway Patrol who chases Neeson literally throughout the film. Don't give up on action movies, Liam. Very few people can do them at your age. Sticking with action heroes, actor Jason Statham has a new film in the works called Black Bear. That might be a working title. There's not a whole lot of information about the plot, but I'm guessing there's a chase and probably some unexpected gunfire. Now that's sarcasm. Statham plays a man who gets pulled into his violent past and probably messes a few people up. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some heavy snow on the way today. We could end up with 5 to 10 or more inches today through tonight, with the heaviest snow closer to the lake. Once you get west of I-41, those amounts will drop a little bit, but definitely a significant snow. 28 the high tonight, 15 tomorrow. The sun is back with a high near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.